Well, we have our, I guess, one of our first real controversial situations that have started to happen in the Olympics now, where you have this transgender boxer fighting in the women's side of the ledger. And the woman who just lost, basically lost after 45 seconds and is crying and doesn't want anything to do with the person she was just fighting.
Yeah, the video
is unbelievable.
The video is out there. I mean, I think this is one of those things that I know has been overly politicized, but at the same time, I do feel like this particular issue with transgender in sports, there's a lot of people that agree with it because it's just not, I mean, agree on the same, are on the same wavelength with it, meaning that you shouldn't have a situation like this because it's just, it's competitively not fair. I mean, you have someone who was born a man punching women in a boxing ring.
Yeah, and I guess basically
what are we doing?
What the Olympics, the Olympic Committee is basically saying is that they're going to allow each of the sports to determine whether or not transgender athletes can play, depending on what the sport is.
Yeah.
And obviously in women's boxing, they have allowed this to happen.
I mean, that's like one of the ones at the top of the list where you're like, we can't allow this to happen.
It's not even, close, and you can see that the woman who lost is just completely besides herself, crying. And
was that the gold medal match?
I don't know if it was the gold medal match, but it's obvious to everybody. And you know, you get into these political fights and everything else, but I have three granddaughters.
Yeah.
I've
got two daughters.
Right, and I certainly don't want them stepping into anything that would put them in danger unnecessarily.
Yeah, I'm looking at a couple of posts on it. I don't believe it is the
gold medal.
I don't believe it's the gold medal match.
But I would think that is the person that you want to bet on. On FanDuel, I wonder if FanDuel actually has that, because I know we're doing the reads and you can bet on these games.
Yeah, Angela Carini is the name of the Italian woman who lost, and she's getting a lot of support right now. Angela Carini abandons her fight against Iman Khalif, a biological male, just a few seconds into the match. Yeah, I mean, it's trending everywhere now.
Yes, it's everywhere, and it's actually been building, and I think we're right at the moment of truth, if you will.
Yeah.
Because here it is, and it's right there in front of you, and the reaction by her, it tells you all you need to know.
Yeah. I mean, jeez. Yeah, and Zoo, you're telling me that this Iman Khalif, won a silver medal in the international championships already, so has been competing in women's boxing for some time now?
At least a couple of years. It was 2022, the world championship silver medal. I see in the ESPN article here.
I mean, I just don't know how you could sit down and make a decision if you were on any sort of committee where you're like, we're going to have a transgender male fight women who were born women.
Yep. In boxing.
It's crazy. Fight them. We're not talking about bobsled. We're talking about fighting them, punching them. It's crazy. It's absolutely nuts. But this is going to be a talking point. But situations like this, I think, will open the eyes of many and be like, all right, there's just something that has to be done. I mean, and if anything, it's a supporting of women's rights.
Yeah, did the Leah Thomas thing open anybody's eyes?
I mean, it did. It put it on radar. I do believe it did.
Yeah, well.
I mean, but it's still going on. But that was the first sort of entry point into all of this.